Welcome to episode 22 of the Candy Cannon Podcast, How to Set and Achieve Goals. This is a big one. Everyone needs to set goals, and I think everybody here knows that. But also, how to achieve them. How to set one goal that's going to achieve 5, 6, 7, 10 of your other goals that you have on your list. How to do that coming up in this episode. Remember, subscribe to us on any you can subscribe to us on any podcast platform that's out there. Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, all that other stuff, wherever you guys listen to your podcast. And also, kennycannonpodcast.com. You can go there and get all the episodes that we have. And you can also go to kennycannonpodcast.com/YT and get our YouTube channel as well. We do a lot of these episodes on our YouTube channel. So some of the stuff here is visual. So you might want to check that out as well. So this is kind of like a workshop. You can do it either way. You can listen and pause as I go through each step, or you could just listen to the whole thing and just do it when you're done, or you can listen to it once and then go through it as a workshop the second time. It's up to you. But that is all for now. Let's get on to episode 22, How to Set and Achieve Goals. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to be breaking down my 10-step process to setting goals. And goals are really important, and this process should be fun for you. It shouldn't be something that's like, I got to do all this stuff. It's actually not that big of a deal, but it should be fun for you. It should be something where you're, you know, looking into the future and really designing what it is that you want, and then having a strategy that you can actually achieve that. And that's really what we're going to be talking about today. It's not just setting goals. It's setting goals and then achieving them. Just, I mean, anyone could just write down, I want to make $50,000 million in the next month or whatever. But if you don't have a plan to do that, then it's stupid. If you don't have a path to that, then it's dumb. If you don't know where you're starting, then it's dumb. It's a waste of time. So we have to figure all that stuff out together. And then once we do that, we will be able to move forward in the right direction. So before we get started, there are three things that we just have to agree on. These are three presuppositions to setting goals that I think everyone has to agree. But basically, if you're not familiar with that term, presupposition means it's basically we're just going to believe it's true. Whether it's not or it is, whatever, we're going to believe it's true because it's going to help us, right? I believe all these three things are true. If you don't, well, then you got to get yourself to believe it's true because this is what's going to push you to the next level, all right? So number one, action beats intelligence and knowledge. If you don't believe that's true, gain some evidence as to why it's true. Look at all of the people who were massively successful who dropped out of college or dropped out of high school or had a ninth grade education or whatever, okay? What makes somebody who they are is their level of action. It's not what they know or how much of it they know. Because if they have a will, if they're constantly moving towards something and they're constantly moving, right? Not just sitting there waiting, they're constantly moving, action, then the knowledge and intelligence that you need to accomplish that will come into your life. And I'm not talking about like the secret thing where you just sit there and you hum with some candles in front of you or whatever and it just appears. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you have to move towards it. And then as you move towards it, you'll become more and more knowledgeable about the topic, right? If you are someone who wants to lose weight or gain muscle or whatever, and you want to start an exercise routine, it would be ridiculously stupid to spend 6 months of your life studying exercise. The smart thing to do is start walking, right? And then as you start walking every day, you'll probably start walking / jogging on your walk, right? And then you'll probably start jogging the entire time. Then you'll probably start running the entire time. Then maybe you'll go to a gym. Maybe you'll start doing some push-ups. Maybe you'll start doing some sit-ups, whatever. So as you act, you gain intelligence and knowledge, all right? That's the only real way to actually do it. Number two, so number one, action beats intelligence and knowledge. Number two, action beats skill, all right? Just because somebody is better at something than you are doesn't mean you can't beat them. You can beat them if you raise your level of action, all right? Tony Robbins does a thing where he talks about where when he first started doing public speaking, like everyone was going, and I don't remember the exact story, so I'm kind of making it up, but you'll get the point. Everyone else in his company or the company that he worked for or whatever was going out like once a month and doing a talk, and he was doing like three a day. So his thought process was, well, over 4 days, I'm getting a year's worth of experience, and I may not be as good as these other people yet, but I'm taking so much more action that my action level kind of masks my, you know, lack of skill, so to speak, right? Same thing is true in a business like mine where we're heavy on teaching people how to use the phone and heavy on teaching people how to sell and prospect. If you have one prospector who makes 100 dials a day, they may be really, really good, right? They may be really good at it. They may get 10, 15, 20 people to say yes to them. You have someone else who makes 1,000 calls a day or whatever, they may be only at a 2% ratio, but they're making so many more calls, their level of action is so much higher that it masks their inability or lack of skill. So number one, action beats intelligence / knowledge. Number two, action beats skill. And number three, if action is the key, right? If action is the name of the game, and it is. If action is the key and action is the name of the game, well, you have to believe that you have 100% control over your level of action. Like, I'm not responsible for your level of action or your level of doing something. Your husband or wife isn't responsible for it. Your kids aren't. Now, you may say, oh, well, I don't have the time, right? Because my kids are in 17 different sports and, you know, they play every instrument in the whole band and everything else. I got to go to concerts every. You may say those types of things. That's a time management issue, not a level of action issue. They're not taking away or it could be a commitment level issue too. They're not taking away your level of action. What you're doing is you're managing your time ineffectively. And basically what you're doing is you're putting your priorities in the wrong order, right? So you have 100% control over your level of action. Nobody else is responsible for that other than you, okay? So our three presuppositions to goal setting and achieving the goals that we want to achieve. Number one, action beats intelligence all day long. Number two, action beats skill. That's mathematically proven, okay? And number three, no one is in control of your level of action other than you. So if action is the name of the game, you have the keys to the car. You could just drive it as fast and as quick as you want, all right? Now, for this process, we are going to be working in threes, in sets of threes. Why? Because it is also scientifically proven that the brain works in two ways. It works in one, two, three, and then a whole bunch of stuff and really overwhelmed and crazy, okay? So we have to stop at three. We can't go further than that because if we do, we get massive overwhelm, all right? So we're going to be working in threes, three areas of life, and three goals in each, all right? Now you can, if you want to mess around with the areas of life that you make your goals in, that's fine. I'm going to give you the ones that I use, and you can, if you want to change them, you can, or name them differently, you can. That's not a big deal. But the three areas of life that we're going to be focused on are number one, personal development, and I'm going to explain that in a second. Number two, stuff or things that you want, and number three, financial, business, career, money, savings, investing, those types of deals. Okay, so number one, building you into the person that you need to be in order to achieve everything else on your list. Number two, what are those things that you want to achieve by becoming the person you want to become in step one? And number three, how are you going to afford all those things, right? That's basically how I break it down. So step number one, personal development, that can include, you know, something you want to learn or languages you want to learn or relationships you want to get into or partners you want to start to talk to or whatever, a book you want to write or something like that. It could be really anything that has to do with developing you as a person into the person that you need to be in order to achieve the things that you want to achieve. Okay, so what I want you to do now, you can do this as I'm going through it or you could do it later on if you want to, but take 10 minutes. If you want to pause this, you can. Take 10 minutes and I want you to write down everything in personal development. Remember, relationships, spirituality, reading, learning, places you want to visit, things you want to see, things you want to create in your life, in your kid's life, or, you know, a health issue or exercise routine or an eating plan or anything like that. In step one, personal development, take 10 minutes and I want you to write down everything you could possibly think of that you want to accomplish in that area of your life over the next 10 years. Everything. So you should have, like, in 10 minutes, you should be able to write down, like, I don't know, 50 things probably. Just keep writing like crazy, you know, just scribble stuff down. And if you want to take a little bit longer than that, you can. I usually do this over the course of an entire day or two, but you don't have to do that. I go a little crazy, but whatever. Personal development, take 10 minutes. If you want to pause the episode, pause it now. Take 10 minutes and write down everything in the area of personal development you want to accomplish in the next 10 years. All right, next, step two, things and stuff. Want to buy a new house, want to buy a new car, want to buy a new boat, want to buy a swimming pool, want to buy a dog, like whatever, it doesn't really matter. whatever you want to own or things that you want to have, remember, in the next 10 years, right? So it could be maybe you want a private jet. I don't know. It's ridiculous to me. But maybe you do. Maybe you want a private jet. Maybe you want, like I said, a new car. Things are really hard for me because I don't really... I don't need much to survive, and I'm kind of a survival guy. I'm not really big on fancy things, but a lot of people are. So there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want, then that's fine. If you want a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Mercedes or whatever, you can write all those things down. But remember, whatever you want when it comes to things or stuff in the next 10 years, second house, third house, fourth house, fifth house, right? A lot of times when I'm doing things, I'll write like, you know, because I put like a lot of like real estate in here, stuff like that. So I'll say like, I live on Long Island now, but I'm moving down south in 8 years, 9 years, whatever it is, whenever my kids get out of school. So I want a house in South Carolina. That may be a 5-year goal, right? Because I want to own it before I actually go down there, a couple years before I go down there. So that may be a 5-year goal. Or I also want a house near the beach, because I want a house with property and I want a house near the beach as well in South Carolina. So maybe I buy the house near the beach in 5 years and the house inland with the property on it in 10 or something like that, right? So you can write down like, I want a second house, third house, fourth house, fifth house, and then say 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, right? So you could do that as well. So what I want you to do now is I want you to take 10 minutes or longer if you choose, it's up to you, and write down everything that you want in your life in the next 10 years. All right, step three, there's two ways that we can go about financial, business, and career. There's two ways we can do it. There's the way that I hate to teach stuff that I don't actually do. I hate doing that. But this is basically how it works. The way that I started doing this when I was just starting out in business and all that was I would write down just like stuff and things, and just like personal development, I would write down everything I want to achieve in my financial life, my business life, my career, anything that had to do with that, I would write down in step three. And I would do it the same way. I would just take 10, 15, 20 minutes, or maybe even an hour, and write down everything I could think of that had to do with finances, that had to do with business, career, anything like that, and then I would do it the same exact way. Now what I do is I do it a little bit differently, okay? What I do now is I start off at 10 years out, okay? And then I focus on investments, savings, income, and net worth, okay? Investment, savings, income, and net worth. And I just write down the numbers that I want to achieve in those four areas. Now, the way that I do it is I start off at year 10. And then I say, okay, this is what I want in 10 years. Where do I have to be in 5 years to hit my 10-year goal? And then I write those numbers down. And then I say, okay, that's what I want in 5 years. Where do I have to be in 3 years to hit my 5-year goal? Because I know if I hit my 5-year goal, I'm going to hit my 10. So what do I have to do to get to that level in 3 years? And then I write those numbers down. And then I say, okay, in order to get there in 3 years, what do I have to do this year? And then I write those numbers down. And then I say, okay, in order to get there this year, how much do I have to make a quarter? Or what do I have to do every quarter? And then I write those numbers down. And then I say, okay, in order to get that every quarter, what do I have to do every month? And then I write those numbers down. And then I say, okay, in order to get that every month, what do I have to do every week? And then I write those down. And then I say, okay, in order to get that every week, what do I have to do every day, right? I break it down all the way down to the day. And I figure out what I have to do every single day to hit my weekly goal. And then if I hit my weekly goal, I'm going to hit my monthly goal. If I hit my monthly goal, I'm going to hit my quarterly goal. If I hit my quarterly goal, I'm going to hit my yearly goal. If I hit my yearly goal, I'm going to hit my 3-year goal, 5-year goal, 10-year goal, and on and on and on and on and on. That's the way that I do it now. All right, but I don't suggest if you're just starting out in business or you're whatever, and this is your first time ever doing this, if you're just starting, I would suggest writing down everything you want to accomplish in finance, business, career, whatever, you want to get a promotion, whatever it is, and then doing it the same way. If you maybe have a little bit of net worth already, you have some investments already, you have, you know, maybe you have a business that's making you, you know, $250,000 a year, $500,000 a year, whatever it is. If you have a little bit of a business going already, just do it in the four areas, right? Investment, savings, income, and net worth. Just do those four things and just project out 10 years and then work backwards from there, okay? So that's step three. Do it either way. It doesn't matter because, again, when I started, I just wrote down everything. But now I do it that way. And I've been doing it the other way, the four areas way, for the past probably 5 or 6 years, I would say. And it's obviously different every year because we do this actually twice a year, but it doesn't really matter. All right, so however you want to do it, step three, financial, business, careers, take 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long it takes. If you want to pause it now, you can. If not, do it later. It's up to you. All right, step four. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go through our personal development goals and our things or stuff goals, and we're going to write down a 1, a 3, a 5, or a 10 next to everything that we have listed. And that 1, 3, or 5, or 10 is going to basically be when you want to achieve that goal by. So if you had something that's 10 years out, write a 10 next to it. If you have something that you think is 3 or 5 years out, write a 3 next to it or 5 next to it. If you have something that you want to accomplish this year, write a 1 next to it, okay? If you have to do that for step 3 as well, go ahead and do that. If you just did the 4 areas, you don't need to do that, all right? But for personal development and stuff and things, you need to do that for every single one of them. So I want you to go down the entire list, write a 1 for 1 year, 3 for 3 years, 5 for 5 years, and 10 for 10 years next to every single goal that you listed down. So if you want to pause it now, and then come back when you're done. Okay, so if you've ever been through a goal setting session before, you probably noticed that that's pretty standard, right? That's pretty much how people set goals, just like that. And then we'll go through writing plans and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to get to that in a second. But step five is one thing that I do very differently that I think a lot of people miss out on. And I think if you do step five effectively, you'll be able to get a lot of your one-year goals that you didn't, that you aren't 100% committed to, accomplished, right? So in step five, what we're going to do is we're going to find the goals that connect to other things, okay? We're going to find the goals that connect to other things. So I'm going to give you an example, okay? This is from something that I set a long, long time ago, and I keep all of these, by the way. One of my goals, I don't even remember when this was, but it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, whatever. One of my goals was have a daily routine, okay? Something, and I'm not very rigid in my daily routine. I do certain things every single day, but sometimes I do them at, 6 in the morning. Sometimes I do them at 9 in the morning. Sometimes I do them, at 5 in the morning. And then I have something I do at night, too, as well. But the point is, 6, 7 years ago, I wrote down, have a daily routine as one of my one-year goals, okay? Now, right under that, I wrote morning routine, evening routine, and then a couple lines down, read 2 hours a day, a couple lines after that, learn how to control my mental state, and then above that, I wrote complete discipline. I want to live a life of discipline, okay? So what I'm looking for here is which one of these should I actually focus on? Should I focus on being disciplined? Should I focus on my morning routine? Should I focus on my evening routine? Should I focus on reading and learning for 2 hours a day? Should I focus on controlling my mental state? Or should I just focus on having a daily routine that will build discipline in my life? Daily routine is obviously a morning and an evening routine, right? If I have a daily routine that includes an hour of reading in the morning and an hour of reading in the evening, then I get to accomplish my 2 hours per day of reading goal as well. And if some of that reading can include some type of training on how to control my mental state, I could get that done as well. So what I'm looking for is the big domino that will knock over a lot of other things, right? I'm looking for the things that connect all together in one big ball. So that now, instead of just choosing three, what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose the three that are going to knock out 5 or 6 others on the list. All right, so that's what you have to look at. You have to look at your whole list. Even if it's something 3 or 5 years out, you may have something in your one-year section that is connected to a five-year goal that if you do that one-year goal, you may hit your five-year goal this year. So you have to look and see which one of those connect, how many of them connect, all right? So what I want you to do now is I want you to take a couple minutes and I want you to find the things that connect. Find the things that are related on your list. And kind of just the way that I do it is I put like a star next to the big one and then I put like little dash marks next to the ones that connect to the one with the star. So you know, that's the easiest way to do it. So again, in this example, have a daily routine, star, that's the big one, right? If I do that, then I get to accomplish morning routine, a little dash mark next to it, evening routine, read 2 hours a day, control my state, complete discipline. Okay, so the big domino is the daily routine. That's what we're looking for. So I want you to find the ones that connect, and I want you to pick the top three biggest dominoes in each area. So for you, if you did, remember, for step three, for financial, businesses, and career, if you just did the four areas, savings, investing, income, net worth, if you just did those four things, you don't have to do this for step three, but everyone has to do it for step one and two. For your personal development goals and your stuff and things goals, what you want to do is you want to find the big dominoes that connect and find the top three. If you wrote down in finance and business, if you wrote down everything you want to accomplish in the next 10 years, find those three big dominoes as well. All right. So depending on how you did step three, you're going to have to kind of alter this a little bit. But for one and two, everyone is on the same page. So you have to make sure you find the biggest dominoes in each area and find the things that connect to those things. All right. Step seven. What I want you to do now is I want you to, for each goal that you have, okay, you should have either nine or six with the four areas in finance and business, depending on how you completed step three. I want you to write down for each goal that you have, okay, where you are now. And I don't want you to soften it at all. All right. If one of your personal development goals is to get to, you know, I don't know, whatever, lose 30 pounds, right? If that's one of your personal development goals, I don't want you to write down that you're slightly a little tiny bit overweight if you're like 350 pounds. You're a fat pig. Brutally honest, right? Not being mean to you, but just be brutally honest to yourself. Because that's, remember, 100% of, you control 100% of your action, and action beats everything else. What's going to push you to act? Being a little bit overweight and kind of just a tiny bit off a little bit? Or, I'm a fat slob, man. Like, I can't move. I can't go on like this anymore. Like, you have to get disgusted. If you get disgusted, you'll move. If you're not disgusted, you're not going to move. It's just that simple. And the key is that you can create your own disgust. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I just haven't hit bottom yet, so I can't do this or I can't do that. I gotta hit bottom. Well, why don't you just create your own? You can create your own by being brutally honest as to where you are now. The reason why you haven't hit bottom yet or you haven't got disgusted enough to move in a different direction yet is because you're not being honest with yourself. So be honest with yourself. Listen, when it comes to, let's use a financial example, all right? If you live, I'll use my area. If you live in Long Island, New York, and you make $50,000 a year, you are dead broke. You're not like, oh, I'm just struggling a little bit. No, you're dead broke. Like, you're out of the game. You're not even on the map here. Now, in other areas of the country, that may be different. Maybe you're killing it, 50 grand a year. I don't know. But here, if you make 50 grand a year, you're dead broke. You are one flat tire away from losing your house. People say, oh, the big health emergency. No. 50 grand a year in New York, you have a $200 car error where you have to fix your car, a malfunction in your car, you're done with your home. Okay? So that's the level of honesty you have to get. It's not, oh, you know, things are okay, but we don't have a lot of disposable income. You know, we're doing all right, but there's a little. No, that's not enough. If that's your mindset, you're never going to move anywhere. All right, you have to get completely disgusted. So for step seven, don't make it worse than it is, but be honest with yourself and figure out for your three personal development goals, for your three stuff and things goals, and for your financial and business goals, figure out where you are now, what your starting point is. If we're going to create a map, there has to be two points. There has to be a starting point and an end point. We have the end point, the goal. Right? But we have to figure out where we're starting from. You can't just tell someone, you can't just ask someone, how do you get to Disney World? How do you answer that? Well, you can't, unless you know where you're coming from. You have to know where the starting point is in order to get to the end point. So I want you to take a couple minutes, write a few lines for each goal, and figure out where you are now with complete honesty. Complete honesty. Don't soften it up. If you soften it up, you're not going to move. I'm telling you right now, and people do that all the time. If you soften it up, you're not going to move. Complete honesty. Write down a few lines for each goal on where you are now. All right, step 8. Kind of really just did this. If you did step 7 right, step 8 is going to be really, really easy. You might not even have, you could probably just write down the same thing for step 8. But what I want you to do is I want you to go back into each goal that you have. All right, so 3 for personal development, 3 for stuff and things, and you either have one kind of, you know, 4-parter there for financial, business, and careers, or you have 3 for financial, business, and careers as well. I want you to go down for each one of them, and I want you to write a few lines as to why you're committed to achieving these goals this year. Now, think about it. If you did step 7 the right way, where you are now, with brutal honesty, and you really got disgusted with where you are right now and, you know, your current situation, step 8 should kind of just be, look above, look what I just wrote, right? I'm disgusted with myself because I'm fat, I eat too much, I don't exercise enough, I'm a lazy piece of garbage. Whatever, that should be enough to be to raise your level of commitment, to get your action level up. Because go back to the presuppositions. Action beats intelligence, action beats skill. You have 100% control of your action. How do you make yourself move? You make yourself move by figuring out where you are now with brutal honesty, and then figuring out why you're committed to moving away from what you just described. So 7 and 8 are kind of the same thing for a lot of people. Now, what a lot of people do when I coach them one-on-one through this or something like that, what a lot of people will do, or what I'll tell them to do is, a lot of people won't like this, but it is what it is. It works. You have to be negative in step 7. And really, you should try to be positive in step 8, right? So step 7 is like, and I'm using weight loss as an example because a lot of people have goals in that area. So, you know, if your step 7 is, I'm 40 pounds overweight, I can't play with my kids like I used to, I can't play sports like I used to, I huff and puff going up the steps, I can't stand looking at myself in the mirror anymore, my clothes don't fit anymore. If that's step 7 for you, step 8 could be the same thing. That's okay. If that's what's going to make you act, who cares? Doesn't even matter, right? But for a lot of people, what I like to try to do is step 8 is kind of like, imagine how I would feel when I hit the goal that I'm trying to hit. I get to get a whole new wardrobe. I can run a mile without even thinking about it. You know, I look beautiful when I look in the mirror, or whatever, whatever you want to do. So negativity in step 7 and positivity in step 8. Don't buy into the whole garbage when we're talking about step 7 and 8. Don't buy into the whole garbage of no negativity. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Let me tell you something. People move more for negativity than they do for positivity. And that is a proven fact. A proven fact. You don't believe me? Here's what you should do. Go ahead and look up the ratings of the news. Go look at the ratings of CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, and tell me when their ratings go through the roof. You know what it is? I'll tell you. School shootings, terrorist attacks, bombings, war. Why do you think the news never says, you know, today was amazing because every plane that took off landed and nobody died? Because nobody gives a crap. What people want to see is the negativity. That's what makes people move. So if negative, and for some people, positivity makes them move too, and that's fine. But the bottom line is whatever is going to get your action level up, you have to do. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Don't be, you know, don't say to yourself, oh, well, you know, the I Got Fish guy says no negativity here, so I don't want to be No, if negativity is what makes you move, then use it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I was setting goals probably 10 years ago or whatever. One of the things that I wrote down is success is the best revenge. It was like a hateful line. Got me to move. Doesn't matter what it is. As long as it gets you to move, that's the only thing that matters. So in step 8, take a couple minutes and write down a few lines as to why you're committed to achieving these goals, the goal that you're writing for, and do it for each one of them this year. Okay, so step 9 and step 10, we are going to do at the same time, all right? So What you want to do for step 9 and step 10, we're going to start setting some timelines and deadlines here, all right? Because there's no point in setting a goal if you don't have a real hard timeline for it or deadline for it. And 1 year is not good enough. You're not going to write down for each goal. You're not going to write down, you know, the 9 or 6 and 4 areas of finance. You're not going to write down by 12, 31, 20 for every single one of them. That would be stupid, right? So what we want to do is we want to take every goal that we have, and underneath each one of them, we want to write down where we expect to be by the end of the first quarter, by the end of the second quarter, by the end of the third quarter, and by the end of the year. Now, when you're doing this, what you want to do is you want to think about what do I need to do January, February, March, right? What do I need to do in January, February, and March? Where do I need to be at the end of March so that if I'm there, I'm pretty sure I'm going to meet or exceed my yearly goal? That's what you want to think about, okay? So we always work backwards. We have our yearly goal, and now we want to break it down into quarterly goals. And we want to see where we need to be, or quarterly benchmarks, right? We want to see where we need to be at the end of each quarter so that if we're there, we're going to meet or exceed the yearly goal. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to take those quarterly goals and you want to break them down into monthly goals. So I have my, let's say I am going to lose 40 pounds in the next 12 months, over the next year. I'm going to lose 40 pounds. Okay, I'm making this up, but whatever. Let's say that's what it is. Well, then common sense would say that the good quarterly goal would be 10 pounds in the first quarter, because 4 quarters in a year, right? So if I lose 10 pounds in the first quarter, I'll be on track to hit my 40-pound target at the end of the year. So my monthly goal, if I'm going to lose 10 pounds in the quarter, well, there's 3 months in the quarter, so I'm going to have to lose 3.3 pounds a month, or four pounds a month or whatever, right? So that's going to be my monthly goal. So we just want to do it very logically so that we know that we're on track or we're getting off track. We want to keep track of all these things, right? And then once you have your monthly goal, what you're going to do is every single week, you're going to say to yourself, what do I have to accomplish this week in order to hit my monthly goal? And then guess what? Every day, I'm getting into my morning and evening routines here a little bit, but every night before you go to bed, you're going to plan your next day with one purpose, and that is, what do I have to do tomorrow to achieve, to get me to my weekly goal? That's going to, you know, going to push me closer to my weekly goal. Because you understand that if you hit your daily goal, you're going to hit your weekly goal. If you hit your weekly goal, you're going to hit your monthly goal. Monthly, quarterly, quarterly, yearly, and then yearly is going to lead to 3, and then 3 is going to lead to 5, and 5 is going to lead to 10. Right? I talked about that a little bit before when we talked about the financial end of things, right? So you want to do the same thing for every area and every goal that you set. Quarterly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, daily goals. And a little bit of a bonus here if you really want to go crazy. Another thing you might want to think about writing down, or even if you want to think about it in your head a little bit, but when you're looking at step 7, where are you now, right? One of the things you can think about is why? What do I need? What's missing? Why am I here? And why haven't I moved in the past? Maybe you haven't moved in the past because you just really don't know what to do at all. That's really rare, by the way. But if that's the case for you, well then, you know, maybe you need to write down a few things that you have to learn before you can move forward. And I'm talking about real basic things, right? And again, this is really rare for people, but if you're sitting there saying, you know, listen, I really, really, really want to eat better and I want to eat healthy, but I have no clue what I should do. I'm a complete and utter moron and I have no idea that I should probably cut out sugar. I should probably stop drinking soda. I should probably stop eating chips. Like, you don't know any of those things. Like, you're just, you landed here from Mars and you have no idea. If that's the case, listen to a 20-minute podcast on eating healthy by a doctor, or, you know, read an article on WebMD, or read a book or something. Like, do something. What are you missing? What resources are you missing that you need? Again, most of the time, it's not resources. Most of the time, it's not knowledge. Most of the time, it's not intelligence. Most of the time, it's not skill. It's your level of action. But for some people, they're like, I want to build a website for my business, but I can't even check my email. Well, then you need some resources, if that's the case. And if that's the case, then you need to write those resources down. Key connections you have to make in order to get where you want to go. You know, books you have to read, or podcasts you have to listen to, or skill that you have to learn. Just the basics, though. And that's what I want to warn you on. It has to be the basics. It can't be something big and elaborate, right? If you're going to, let's use the website example. If that's one of your yearly goals for your business, build a website for your business or something like that, and you have absolutely no idea how to do that, like literally, you don't even know how to check your email, like you're computer illiterate. I don't even know how you listen to this podcast right now. You have no idea what you're doing when it comes to technology. If that's the case, you're not going to take a 12-year course in HTML. What you're going to do is you're going to go to YouTube, you're going to write how to build a WordPress website. Enter the first one that comes up. It could be the worst rated video in the world or the best. Could have 1,000 views or 5 million views. It doesn't matter. Click on it and do everything that person tells you to do. When I'm talking about, I'm like bare bones basic. That's what you have to learn. And then once you learn that, just get your level of action up and you'll be fine. All right. That is how you set goals, so that you achieve them. All right. We're not here to just set goals. We're here to set goals and achieve them. That's how you do it. And that's how you, again, set big domino type goals that are going to knock out a lot of other things that you're trying to do that you might not want to focus on. But if you focus on the one, the right one, all the other ones are just going to fall in line. All right? So that is all for this episode. I hope everyone had a great 2019, and I'm looking forward to 2020. Remember, the new year is just another day. You could do this anytime. You could do it again in a month. You could do it again in 2 months. You could, like I said, I do this twice a year, and I think you should too, at least twice a year. You do this over and over and over again. Do it once a month if you want to. It doesn't hurt. Keep doing it, because the more you do it, the better you're going to become at it, and your level of action is going to go up. All right, guys, that is all for today. Again, looking forward to 2020. Happy New Year to everybody, and thanks for listening.